Chapter 4. The crew all wanted to kill Moby Dick. Moby Dick wasn't a normal whale. He was a monster. He attacked whaling ships. Moby Dick was a white sperm whale. He was the biggest sperm whale anyone ever saw. He had a big white hump. When Moby Dick bit off Captain Ahab's leg, Captain Ahab went mad. He was mad, but he was clever. He talked to men like a sane man, but he only wanted to kill Moby Dick. The captain sat in his cabin. He was obsessed with Moby Dick. The crew went slowly mad. They all hated the white whale too. The captain's hate spread. Moby Dick was scary. He was more frightening because he was white. White usually makes things more beautiful. But Moby Dick wasn't beautiful. He looked like death. The captain had lots of charts in his cabin. He looked at them every night. He drew on the maps. He read lots of logbooks. He wanted to find Moby Dick. The logbooks had many whale sightings in them. The charts had marks on them. There were months next to the marks. They showed where the whales went in the ocean. Ahab was planning to look for Moby Dick in many different places. He planned the route on the charts. Captain Ahab was a clever mad. "We're whalers. We must hunt other whales too," he said to the crew. Captain Ahab got to chase Moby Dick. The crew got their money and stayed happy. "There she blows," the lookout shouted.
"Where?"
2 miles that way, a pod of whales."
"Quickly,"
shouted Captain Ahab. The ship sailed towards the whales. The men got in the boats. Everyone had a weapon and waited for Captain Ahab to give the order to attack.
"Lower away,"
Captain Ahab shouted, and the crew lowered the boats into the water. The men rowed the boats. There were 4 boats. One had Captain Ahab and 4 strange men. Starbuck, Stubb, and Flask captained the other 4 boats. Captain Bildad and Captain Peleg stayed on the Pequod.
"Pull! Pull!"
the men in the boats shouted. I watched from the ship. Captain Ahab stuck out his arm. The boat stopped. It was very quiet. The whales were underwater. The water rippled. The whales moved. The boats followed 1 set of ripples.
"Pull, boys, pull!" said Captain Ahab.
They chased the whale.
"It's white water, boys! Get ready, now!" shouted Captain Ahab.
The whale's hump came out of the water. The men threw their harpoons. Water washed over the top of the boat. The sea was rough. It was the sign of a storm. The whale escaped. The boats went back to the ship.